on my case manager Ian McDonald after this evening's 2-0 victory over Carshalton. Ian, it was a great result tonight against a side who play two leagues above us and who are fielding a full-strength side. You must be delighted, and even more so given Saturday's results at Bashley.
Yeah, that's right, I'm absolutely delighted. I'm delighted for the fan side because, you know, the boys want me to win it for the supporters to give them a day out at the end of the season. You know, hopefully a successful season where we get promotion as well. You know, that's our next priority now. But like I said, we can put the United to bed. We know we've got a final to look forward to against AFC. Everybody, I'm sure, will be looking forward to that. And, you know, we've got 5 league games now where we're going to get that right. You know, we've put Saturday to bed now. You know, that was a poor performance. Last night is an excellent performance with the change team, and it's going to be many, many problems.
Special mention to Mitch Brady. He's had to bide his time this season in terms of first team appearances. You must be pleased for him, not only an important first goal, but a man of the match as well.
Yeah, I'm really pleased for Mitch because, as you said, he's not played many games, and when he's played, he seems to have always picked up an injury. And, you know, Mickey Smith from the senior cup side this season, you know, he's really enjoyed that. And, you know, last night's goal was perhaps a bonus for his patience, and it came at a crucial time in the game when we just under a little bit of pressure, but once we scored, you know, we went on, and I thought we were very worthy of our victory in the end.
Also, Tony Reid, he's not started as much as perhaps he would like to recently, but he played well tonight and again got the goal that sealed the win.
Yeah, that's right. Pleased for Tony as well. You know, same two reasons as Mickey. Not been in the side over the last period of time. Due to Rosie and Kenny performing very, very well and scoring goals. And, you know, I changed the team around a little bit last night to give those boys a game. And one or two thought I was a little bit wrong to do that. But I think the result at the end of the day proved, again, you know, I was right in the decisions that I made.
We've got AFC in the final. They won their semi-final tonight. It's scheduled for Rimba Court, but should it be played at a bigger ground, maybe Woking or even down at Kingsmeadow?
Well, I'm sure AFC would like it to be played at a bigger ground because obviously they've got a bigger fan base than we have. Rimba Court, I believe, can only hold about 2,400. Woking and now in Kingsmeadow can probably hold about 5-6. That would be down to the Surrey FA, but, you know, just speaking to one or two people in the bar and the Surrey FA official, he's pretty adamant that the game will be in the court this season.
And with the cup final coming up, will that motivate the players further in terms of achieving what I guess is the number one priority, being cementing a place in the playoff for a crack at promotion?
Yeah, I hope so. At the end of the day, I'm sure that everybody will want to play in the cup final, and I can only play 11 and have 5 substitutes that day, so... you know, Danny Ward and Jeff Pitcher will be available for the final now, so, you know, that adds to my problems for that game. But, you know, we've got to look at their priorities now. You know, stick tonight's victory to bed. Look forward to the creating casuals game on Saturday. And, you know, that's a must-win game for us. And, you know, as I've said before, we were very, very poor back on Saturday. We've bounced back tonight, and we've got to bounce back Saturday and get a good result in the league.
Looking ahead to Saturday's game, Truthing Casuals are bottom at the moment. It looks a very winnable game. What side are you likely to put out? What changes are you likely to make for Saturday?
I'm not clear at the moment. As I said, you know, tonight's victory. You know, I just enjoy tonight's victory. Sleep on it, and we'll come in training on Thursday. I've got a couple of days to think about it. But, you know, as I said, I've got many, many problems now. You know, I've done some great performances tonight, and, you know, Sam has come back into the side. Boone has played a full game. Brady's played virtually a full game. You know, Reed has scored a goal, so